Good morning, everybody. My name is Barry Schwartz, and this is the Surge Buzz video recap. Today is Friday, December 9th, and this is the Surge news we covered over at the Surge Engine Roundtable at seroundtable.com. I asked ChatGPT to actually give me an introduction, so I said, write me a short introduction for the Surge Marketing Podcast, and it told me, welcome to the Surge Marketing Podcast, your go-to source for the latest news and insights in the world of search marketing. Join us each week as we explore the latest trends, strategies, and best practices for improving your online presence and driving traffic to your website through search engines like Google and Bing. Whether you're new to search marketing or a seasoned pro, our experts, guests, and in-depth discussion will provide valuable information, actionable tips for boosting your search engine rankings and increased visibility. So tune in to join the conversation and to learn how to take your search marketing to the next level. Not a good description for this video, but it's just amazing what this tool is doing. SEOs are really into it right now. They're saying it's the next Google killer. Not there yet, but you know, who knows? Everything has killed Google multiple times over the past 20 years, and there's still more to come. There's a lot to discuss in this video. There's the helpful content update that was updated. There's the continuous scroll for desktop release. There's topic refinements in Google search, and so much more. And of course, I'd like to thank our sponsor, SEMrush. Thank you, SEMrush, for sponsoring. Thanks for the collapsible cup, the hoodie. Really nice. And SEMrush is a great tool. Everybody loves using it. It's probably the most popular SEO tool that you can use. So definitely check them out at SEMrush.com, SEMrush.com. All right. So first up, we had the Google update the Google Helpful Content System or update. The big thing is that it's now fully global, impacting all languages. The first Google Helpful Content update happened back in August. So it's been several months since the Google Helpful Content update has been impacted. The first one did not seem as massive as it was. Of course, there were sites that were hit that got hit big time, but it wasn't as widespread. So far, we're looking at this update. It seems like there is some chatter, more chatter than last time. Just still rolling out. It could take 2 weeks to roll out. It started on December 5th. It wasn't really noticeable on December 5th, Google said, but then on December 6th, it was noticeable. Again, just an update. It targets content that was specifically written to rank in search engines over helping people, and it's not like a people-first content. It only impacts search. It's kind of like a penalty, meaning it actually seems to like discredit unhelpful content. Google made it a point to say unhelpful content. It detects unhelpful content and takes care of that. And Google wouldn't tell us the impact and so forth. But Google said that if you were impacted with a previous helpful content update and you did your thing and you did better, you should see improvements there. So there's a lot of things going on there. Again, the main thing is that the Google Helpful Content update is now all languages, global. And you can see by these, there's a lot of chatter, but there's like you can see by these tracking tools that there were some tools that actually noticed an impact there. So keep that in mind. I hope you guys did well with this update. We will be tracking it over the next couple weeks. And yes, this was released right before the holiday season, so I apologize to anybody who may be stressing out about that. It's not my fault. I didn't do it. I'm just reporting about the news. Don't shoot the messenger. Also, messenger is that we also saw some unconfirmed Google ranking algorithm updates over the past couple weeks, but mostly in the past, you know, from last Friday through and even before that. Lots of volatility. Here are some of the tools that show you that volatility. Again, this is not showing anything after Monday of this week. So it's showing before Monday of this week. And there was a lot of chatter over the weekend, a lot of volatility over the weekend, as well as in the middle of the week last week, which we didn't really see much of previously. So keep in mind, Google's pretty unstable these past couple weeks. Things are floating around, which is typical Google these days, but even more so. Also big news this week is that Google confirmed and officially rolled out their continuous scroll for desktop search results. This was live on mobile for over a year, and Google said, we're bringing it to desktop now. So now as you scroll, it will continuously scroll. Google calls it continuous scroll because it's not infinite scroll, because after several pages, I think six pages, Google will stop and say, do you want to load more? This has the same impact, which is nothing, on ads. Ads will load as you scroll. Search Console impact, you'll see if there's any impact. Maybe if you're in position 11, you'll see more traffic, maybe not. But it is interesting, so definitely take a look at that. The Google continuous scroll is now live on desktop. Another feature that Google officially rolled out that Google's been testing for several months are like topic plus search refinements under the search bar. We saw this back in July. Google then announced it back at Search On a couple months ago, and now it's fully live for US mobile search traffic. You can see here's a GIF of it in action, which basically lets you kind of add on parameters to your search query to make it more refined. Again, US mobile only, but it seems like Google is actually testing this on desktop. I saw this myself, Glenn Gabe saw it, and some other people are seeing it where Google is actually testing showing these topic refinements on the desktop search results, which makes sense. I'm not surprised by that. Google Search Console had a weird data anomaly notification or notice where they said sites that use the subscribe at Google, the feature to subscribe to your favorite news publishers using Google, that may show an increase in clicks and impressions in the Google Search Console search performance report. Google wrote, and we quote, Google, this happened on December 5th. Google created an additional search result feature for sites that subscribe with Google. As a result, these websites may see an increase in impressions, clicks, and search performance report. Now, I'm not sure what that new feature is. Google didn't mention what that new feature is, but this feature has been out since 2018. Maybe there's another feature that may be amplifying these types of sites. I'm not sure. Maybe I missed it, but I don't see what that feature is. So if you do use this subscribe to Google and you are aware what this new feature is, let me know. Otherwise, check your search impressions and maybe you'll see an increase. Google's Gary Ish went ahead and gave a PSA around sites that use heavy JavaScript. They said, if you are seeing Search Console complaints, like notifications in Google Search Console about issues with things not loading properly and so forth, then what you probably want to do is make sure your content comes before any of your JavaScript. Make sure even your marginal boilerplate content is loaded before your JavaScript and heavy JavaScript stuff. This way, Google could process that, crawl it, understand it, especially Google Search Console's your own inspection tool can handle it. And that's his advice. So make sure to load your content before you load your other stuff. And that should go ahead not with just JavaScript-enabled heavy sites, but any site really makes sense to try to do that if you can. It seems Google is testing removing the estimated number of search results that show up in the Google search results. This seems to happen only when they have that dynamic filter show up at the top. We reported this also back in March of this year, also back in July of 2016. So it's not new, but basically Google has been testing not showing the about X results for this query, which a lot of people have saw this past week, which is interesting. A lot of SEOs love that feature. It's not so useful because the estimates are really, really bad, but people like to see those types of features. Google Search is also testing showing short product descriptions right in the image thumbnails for products. So not sure how this is happening or why this is happening, but it has to be really short. And you can see a screenshot of this where Google is placing a short, like 1, 2, 3, 4 word review directly in there. Nice spot, Kushal. Google has updated their crawl budget optimization help documentation, adding two new myths to the bottom of the document. One is, I could use no index to control crawl budget. The answer to that is partially true. And pages that serve 400 status codes are wasting crawl budget. The answer to that is false. And Google added that because of questions that Glenn Gabe and others have submitted on Twitter. Marie Haynes posted a poll asking SEOs about link building. And she asked, do you believe link building is less effective now compared to a few years ago? 44% of those who filled out the poll, which almost had 1,000 votes, said yes, they think it's less effective. 30% said about no, it's not less effective, and the rest just wanted to see the answer. So keep that in mind. That's what SEOs are thinking about when it comes to link building. Gary from Google also said that safe search can be triggered if you use a lot of explicit and extreme level types of keywords. So using the certain term to words, maybe less extreme curse words won't trigger safe search, but more extreme ones might go ahead and say, hey, this looks like a porn site, and we're going to go ahead and filter you out by safe search. A lot of discussion around why I cover this, but just keep in mind the short answer is keep your curse words limited and not as extensive or not as explicit if you don't want to be filtered by the safe search filter. Also, Gary said, he's giving all these tips. He's on Mastodon and also on LinkedIn, posting tips and so forth. Another thing that he said was basically that if you are using a CDN or a cloud hosting service, it makes sense to go ahead and set up a routine where you're testing to make sure that Googlebot or other bots, crawlers, are able to access your website without being blocked. Sometimes these third-party services will block them as a security measure. So make sure to set up a test that you can run daily or hourly or whatever just to double check and notify you if Google is being blocked so you can handle it pretty quickly. I recommend that not just for Googlebot, for anything that is important on your website like checkouts, conversions, whatever it might be. Set up automated testing so you can actually be on top of that type of stuff. There was an issue with the Google business profiles where uploading a logo or photo is no longer working. I don't think it's been fixed yet, but this was spotted by a bunch of people, including Michael Blumenfeld and also Corey. So nice spot for this. If you are trying to upload this as a known issue, there are workarounds if you need it. Take a look at that thread if you are more interested in that. Also, Google ad liaison Ginny Marvin announced that the Google Keyword Planner has been upgraded to have a feature that lets you organize keywords into ad groups. Officially, we reported about this back in August, but now Ginny said that this is fully live for all English users in the Google Ad Planner. So definitely take a look at that. It's a nice new feature. Also, Microsoft Advertising announced a bunch of new features in their platform with their December update. They announced new flyer extensions are now globally available. They announced a new retract and restrict conversions feature, which is pretty cool. A calendar view for your ad schedules, new asset library folders, auto-generated remarketing lists, and so much more. So definitely take a look at that announcement as well. Also, I posted the monthly Google December Webmaster Report where I cover everything that happened over the past month at Google, SEO, webmaster related. I'm still going to call it webmaster, even though Google has no longer using the term webmaster. We discussed EAT being used everywhere, Kodi algorithm, Google documenting notable changes, new spam policies, AI content, links as not being as important, the last batch of desktop first indexing happening, and so much more. So definitely take a look at that report. Hope you enjoy those. Put a lot of work into that. And Google has announced their year in review, year in search for 2022. Post all the top searches. Kind of getting boring, but they try to make it inspirational and so forth. So definitely take a look at that as well. Any event, thank you so much for listening to the Search Buzz video recap. My name again is Barry Schwartz, and this is the Search Buzz video recap covered on December 9th at scroundtable.com over the past week. Everyone have a great, safe, healthy weekend. Thanks again to SEMrush for sponsoring. Deeply appreciated. Have a great week. See you guys next. Goodbye.